was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. Distant sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings. As the night rolls in on the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse. It's time for every righteous man to step up tall, take a stand. There is so little time. For if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall, the hand is writing on the wall. But even now, there's still a chance. For if the ones called by God's name repent of sin and seek his face, he will hear and heal the land. There's an unseen hand reaching from above, and a gentle voice that beckons to the shelter of his love. Come on home, my wayward child, 'cause out on the horizon there's a pale horse running wild. A fair because thundered hoofbeats from a pale horse running wild.
Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, it's never a dull moment here. We have a couple different callers. We have the host, Lori Anderson, is going to be joining us. We're trying to get her. She's having some connectivity problems. As well, we're going to be having a friend of mine on. We have some good news. News is the website is going to be completely rebuilt from the ground up. So resurrecttherepublic.com will be user friendly. We've had a lot of problems with all sorts of interesting problems. So we're going to be on private secured servers, and all of those connectivity issues will be resolved. Folks, I'm going to start off tonight responding to a situation that has developed over the past couple days. Blaine Cooper, who has been charged and initially accepted a plea arrangement in the Oregon occupation, gave a report from jail just the other day. That report, he basically explained that there is, well, I'm going to let him tell you. Can you roll clip number one, Blaine Cooper, from inside the jail? That'd be clip one from inside the jail.
I am so full as there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. Lots has happened since my last statement. You may have heard about my non-cooperative plea in Oregon, which carries a sentence of 6 to 15 months. I did not want the plea. I wanted my day in court, but as we know, the federal government just doesn't work that way. But never mind, Buddha, a.k.a. Brian Cavalier, is actively working with the federal government and taking down everyone he can to save his own skin. I was also told that they would reindict me from the Sugar Pine Mine operation, keeping me in jail for a longer amount of time. So this is confirmed, and it was told in my face by the prosecutor that they are going to indict people in the Sugar Pine Mine operation, so please warn others. I have given Jamie permission to post this, and also to share other statements by my brothers, Damon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ryan Payne, Joe O'Shaughnessy, John Redheimer, Pete Santelli, and many other brothers, such as Jason Patrick and others who are still fighting the case. I'm sure you heard about the brutality that was inflicted on Ryan Bundy. So this fight is far from over. And with the other indictments, the roundup will continue. If the federal government was about peace and justice, it surely does the opposite. It cares nothing about the rights of the people. If their goal is to provoke, then they are undoubtedly the catalyst for revolution. I am at Henderson Detention Center near Las Vegas, Nevada. Currently, I'm being held, and I am grateful to be here. I'm held with John O'Shaughnessy and Ryan Payne, and we get to suffer together, and I count it all joy as we deal with our case here. When will you rise, America? How much more are you going to take from them? How long will you lose your way? One thing this has all proven is how bad our rights and Constitution have been destroyed by a century or more of case law. The judge has no authority to rule on the Constitution, only to uphold it for we the people. By doing so, they destroy another provision, the amendment process, which involves every state in the Union. What a sad day when universal fundamental human rights, the Constitution, have no meaning in the country it was founded. It seemed to not exist in the court system. I would also like to give a shout out to Jamie Spears and many others in the movement who have actively worked to help the political prisoners and our families. I ask that you continue to pray for our release and that God's righteous hand will move and deliver us from these prison walls. Thank you very much. I love you all out there. This is Blaine Cooper. I'm out.
Okay, so what you just heard, it was very difficult to hear. Blaine apparently is reporting that Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, is providing evidence to the federal government in the Sugar Pine Mine case and possibly more. All of you that tuned in during Oregon and listened to the report that I was giving live from Oregon know certain things. Now, just recently, I took this video clip that was released of Blaine's report. I uploaded it to my channel. I have not heard or seen from any trolls for quite a while. All I did was I took the information that Blaine gave us and I uploaded it to the YouTube channel and planned to share it with you on Monday. Some things developed over the course of time. On a page on Facebook called MD, that's capital M, capital D, space, laughter, posted on September 19th, the post of my conviction of many years ago, several years back. All of our listeners here, I've been completely forthcoming with. I've been very honest about my life. I contracted Lyme disease before they ever knew what Lyme disease was. I've been disabled for many years in excruciating pain. John Stadtmiller got to see when I came to visit the level of pain that I was in. Anyone who has known me up close and personal knows what I go through every day. Now, I was under the care of a doctor a long time ago, and I was on painkillers. But at that time, they were threatening doctors by removing their licenses if they were just treating people with Lyme disease with antibiotics. This is before it was well known. I had contracted the disease, we figured out, around 12 years old when I got my bullseye rash. I'm in my 40s now. I ended up self-medicating for a long time, making a lot of mistakes, but at no time did I ever harm anyone else. And the crime that I ended up being convicted with was a victimless, nonviolent crime. And it was the lowest sentence that you could get, yet it was a felony. However, at that time, a lot of these nonviolent offenses people were being charged with were quite obviously Second Amendment pulling charges. So my civil rights were restored. On this post, you will not hear anything about that. On this post on Facebook, you see at the top, it says misinformation war, and it has a link to my conviction in Florida. I'm going to read the following to you, and then I'm going to respond to it very quickly. Misinformation war. The truth will set you free, but first it will make you miserable. President James A. Garfield. Oh, I agree with that statement. Here we have another wannabe important person, Thomas Lacabara Stewart. I didn't know I wanted to be important or that I was important, but that's kind of interesting. Let's make this simple. Stop following criminals and believing their lies. Now, like I told you, the crime that I'm convicted of has absolutely nothing to do with media, information, truth, lies, anything like that. So I don't know what that would have anything to do with it. Obviously, common sense dictates these are not the most credible individuals. My credibility has never been proven otherwise. Here's a quick rundown. One, he hitchhikes a ride from Texas and is already in possession of weapons, which I don't know how this person would know any of this. First of all, I did not hitchhike a ride. Everyone who knows me knows I have a vehicle. I chose to leave it at home with my significant other so she wasn't stranded. And I had basically put the word out. Ammon Bundy had asked me to bring my research and my documentation based upon jurisdiction of the federal government. I have the text messages on my phone. He asked me to bring evidence and documentation. That's what I came to do. So I didn't hitchhike. The Patriot Railroad, kind of interestingly enough, there was somebody 15 minutes away from us who volunteered to bring me. Now, it goes on to say he stated that he was going to personally take over Pete Santilli's role and was a moderator on Santilli's YouTube channel. I wasn't a moderator on Santilli's YouTube channel. I was in control of the Pete Santilli Twitter feed up until Pete and I butted heads again. He also stated he was part of the Bundy legal team and had to get to Malhorstadt. I never said that I was part of any legal team. Everyone who knows and listens to Republic Broadcasting Network knows I was going on behalf of RBN and my show to report on the events at Malheur. I was not part of a legal team, never claimed to be. So already this is point one, and it's already eviscerated. Number two, Lackabear Stewart arrives at the refuge and proceeds to cause contention with several people. I, this goes on to say, was notified that he was a felon in possession of firearms from concerned people on the outside. Now, Pete and I have made peace. I've made peace with Deb Jordan, but as a matter of fact, Pete did broadcast some things that I was an armed and dangerous felon and all of this stuff, and none of that was accurate, but it is what it is. We've made peace now, and I'm just going to leave it at that. It goes on to say, number three, that Lackabara Stewart personally stated to me, this is Buddha's girlfriend, by the way, that he was there to see that this war got kicked off. At this point, I saw him as a major liability. Keep in mind, folks, this is really important, and why it's important is who it comes from. I'll get to point three in a moment. We'll go to point four. Lackabara was escorted by myself, which is Buddha's girlfriend, Lavoie, and a rancher, not Cope Reynolds. Okay, you can say that if you want to. They don't. I guess Cope doesn't want to be placed in the car, so whatever. We're just going to leave that. It just, whatever. The only other individual that's talking about here was Buddha's girlfriend. Now, keep in mind, Blaine has just identified that Buddha is testifying or has given information about other people. So it says that was escorted by myself into Burns and deposited at the Sundowner Motel. We paid for, and she didn't pay for anything, for a room for him. It was Lavoie's room. And told him to catch a bus out of town. I was never told any such thing. Idaho 3% and PPN were staying at the same hotel, and they were alerted to keep an eye on this villain. First of all, the Idaho 3%, the same idiot that did the drunken Patriot dildo auction, completely destroying the moral high ground that these folks were trying to establish, is one of these Pacific Patriot Network. Now, it goes on, and I'm going to show you by this description exactly who the snitches are. Lackabara was escorted by her, remember that, by myself. He was escorted off the refuge with several weapons which he brought with him and which he had told me he had gotten from people in Texas, none of which legally belonged to him. I, first of all, never told anyone anything about anything related to a firearm. I did not bring anything. It was Buddha's girlfriend that had firearms in her possession, and she left them in the room. This is going to be important when I get to the next couple steps. Then she said that I contacted her via text and state that I had forgotten my guitar, and she adds to it a 380, which he gave to David Fry at the refuge and would like me to retrieve them. I took him the guitar, but never approached Fry about any 380. I don't know what David was doing. I won't leave any comment as to that, but I will tell you, we now have our stitch. So check this out. The FBI did receive a tip that Lackabara Stewart was in possession of stolen firearms, and he was a felon staying at the Sundowner Motel. What took place there is unknown to me. So you see, folks, this individual who was actually in possession of these guns, who actually left them in their room, I did not rent this room, it was not my room, left me in this room to use internet. That's what I thought I was there to use, was the internet. And then turned around and contacted the FBI and informed them that I was in possession of the guns that she brought. Folks, we have our snitches. It was Brian Cavalier and his girlfriend. I don't know whether she was an agent, whether she was merely just a snitch. I don't know who this idiot was, but through this post, she told me what I needed to know. She goes on to say, everything I have stated can be substantiated. Lackenberry is a known felon out of Florida and Texas. That's a lie, too. I'm not a felon out of Texas. I had one charge in Florida. One charge, nonviolent, victimless crime. So she goes on to say, the link to Lackenberry's lame show, his spurious allegations, which I had not made yet, I waited till tonight, will be provided in the comments section. Again, I warn, beware of felons. Folks, everyone who listens to this show knows who I am. I have been completely clean with who I am, what I've been through, why I've been through. Lyme disease came from Plum Island's Operation Paperclip, which is a biological warfare agent that was released into the public either accidentally or intentionally. I can't prove, I can't say. People that listen to this show know enough about those things to understand that things like that have been going on for a very long time. Now, I'm not going to apologize for the mistakes that I made anymore. They were years ago, and since then, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, which brings me to my next point. Buddha and his girlfriend professed to be LDS. They professed to be Christians. They also professed to be about standing against misdemeanors that are felonized to take the rights away from people. Now, our founding fathers referred to felonies as intentional crimes against an individual in a violent fashion or manner. In other words, if you robbed somebody, that's a felony. To be in possession of something that they say that you either can or can't purchase, buy, or have is not a felony. You see the difference, folks. In Florida, if you drive on the suspended three times, it's felony driving on the suspended. They disarm you for driving on a suspended license. Are you getting my point? So these same people that alleged to be standing against federal tyranny, against government tyranny, the abuse of the Constitution, the abuse of our rights, our God-given rights, that the Bill of Restrictions, more accurately than the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Restrictions prevents the government from being able to make rules where rights are involved. Part of the problem that these patriots were standing against. Another part of the problem is when you've given your life to Christ, even if you've committed sin, you are washed clean. As long as you don't continue to commit the same crimes or harm people or do that, whatever it is that you've been cleansed of repeatedly, you're wiped clean. So these same people that profess to be Christians are not only turning on their brothers, while Blaine is taking years in prison for keeping his mouth shut. The only thing that I did to re-engage these trolls is to post Blaine's video from prison, of which he exposes Brian Cavalier. I didn't expose Brian Cavalier. I was just sharing information. Yet the messenger is shot in the foot. It's okay. It's a shot that I like to take. And the reason that I like to take it is because I waited to keep my mouth shut for a long time for a reason. And the reason was, I knew that there was going to come a time, because back when I was at the Bundy Ranch, one of the locals came and talked to me. The locals told me, was this local, we had it on video and everything, that the FedEx driver had said that he was stopped by federal agents that wanted to see an ammo delivery that he was bringing to the ranch. That was the information that I had gotten from a report from a local. I brought this information to Brian Buddha Cavalier because he was supposedly the person in charge of security of the ranch. Now, at this time, I'm not talking about the standoff. I'm talking about on private property, on the ranch, having nothing to do with the standoff that happened in the corral. Based upon my information that I delivered to Brian Cavalier, not only did he refuse to investigate this situation, he didn't want to see the video, and then he made me leave after I gave him this report, which to me was highly suspicious, because if you're tasked with somebody's security, a number of things could have happened. A, somebody could have been sending something illegal into the ranch, and some idiot who may not have known any better, by accepting that thing, could have committed an interstate crime, a commercial crime, a felony. So the reason that I brought this information to Brian was to make sure that no one broke the law. Now, why that's important is that while Cavalier pushed me out, it was actually Blaine Cooper that got me back in to speak to Cliven Bundy some days later. Blaine Cooper, the same individual that just gave us a report that Brian Cavalier apparently cooperated with the federal government regarding the Sugar Pine Mine and possibly other things. All I'm doing is reporting, folks, and when I was there, what I was trying to do was stop people from breaking the law, stop people from doing things that could be used against them in the future to harm or hurt them. But this nitwit goes on to say how I was trying to foment a revolution, making sure that I kicked it off. Well, all of my listeners that are out there tonight, you listen to the broadcasts. You've listened to me for the past couple of years. In the past couple of years, I've said the same thing, that the powers that be above the politicians, those that are sit at the seats of the United Nations and higher, want us to fight each other. They're fomenting a revolution, and I have said for years, do not fall for it. So all of you know the truth from the lies. Thank God for the record. I'm going to go briefly to the first comment that was made before we go to commercial. The truth will set you free, but first it'll make you miserable. I guess it did do that, sweetheart. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, rose the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in no place, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect to be Public Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I have spent enough time explaining the insanity of what we have disclosed about the Oregon situation. Everyone who knows me knows that I have not in any time, in any place, in any way, been an advocate of revolution or starting a war with the federal government. Anyone who would make such a claim is not only completely bald-faced lying, but I challenge anyone at any time to bring up any one of these shows that I broadcast from Oregon and prove what you say. As a matter of fact, any of that garbage, prove what you say. If you cannot prove any of what you say, how dare you say it in public? It is defamation, and I'm considering, I should consider a civil suit if I agreed with any of that. So that's done with for the night. Lori, she was a witness to a lot of the content I put out when I was there. Lori, did you ever see me fomenting any sort of or advocating for any sort of instigation for war or revolution with the federal government?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And, you know, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Whoever's saying that, I don't know anything about it, but whoever's saying that is just trying to get you up in arms and trying to get you upset because they know they have no proof of that because you never did that, Tom.
Thank you very much. Well, they thought that they were going to be doing that, but this was kind of planned. Mm-hmm. The reason that it was planned, I've kept my mouth shut for a long time for a reason, because I knew that there would be a little bit of a tidbit of information that would come on somebody that I suspected from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And when Blaine Cooper recently from prison just disclosed to us that Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, gave information to the federal government against the Patriots, the reason that I waited to disclose the information that I did, which all I did was take the information that he gave us, mm-hmm. and I published it on my channel on YouTube, and instantly the same person that I had suspected set me up is the one that came for me, and it only proved my case correct from Bundy Ranch to Oregon. And it breaks my heart because the last conversation I had with Buddha, he told me that, you know, all these good things, but I had had a funny feeling in my stomach, and it was just confirmed that he and his new girlfriend were actually two of the informants. And it breaks my heart because, you know, they were the closest to the Bundys, and it just – I don't like being right about this, but every time – somebody would come to me with information that could harm someone else, and I tried disclosing that information because it's what I do. I'm an investigative reporter. I ask questions. I look for patterns. I look for pieces. And every time that I tried investigating is when I was attacked, trolled, pushed out. You saw what we went through and what we noticed while on the Pete Santilli, on the back end of his live stream, with what was his name, Jason?
Scott.
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry, Scott. People that were making donations, and then he...
And let me say this real quick for the listeners that aren't fully aware of that. I just want to say Pete Santilli didn't have anything to do with what you're talking about right now.
Oh, we got that now. I figured that out, but it was Scott. But see, what I was identifying was that somebody within that organization, which was the reason why I became suspect, okay, and I said even in the video, I suspected that it was Pete, only to find out that it was Buddha all along. Mm-hmm. And now I figured out how, and I figured out, you know, there's a couple pieces still missing. But to make a long story short, the reason why I was suspect of Pete was because we saw people that were in control of things on the YouTube live stream. Mm-hmm. People would make donations, and then he would ban and block them.
Yes.
As well as he banned and blocked you, Lori, as well as he banned and blocked me. And we were working with Pete.
Right. Well, he didn't ban me. He would silence me every once in a while, and then I would have the ability to go back on, and I tried to get that information to Pete and them, and they were, of course, very busy covering the live things that were going on.
Yeah, they were way too busy with what was going on. But
right.
So to make a long story short for our listening audience, and because I went onto that Facebook page and told people there, to tune in tonight if you want to know the truth of what I saw. And basically, somebody really aligned themselves against me. They had Pete against me. And I think Deb Jordan and I kind of figured out that there was a faction involved there on the inside, mm-hmm. that was playing people against each other. It was quite obvious. What was going on from the inside was partial psyop. I don't know whether it was CIA. I don't know if it was – who cares who it was. Right. But the point of the matter is anybody that was there that had jurisdictional information, that had legal knowledge, that was there to investigate or be in the capacity of an investigative reporter or playing a role and trying to get information – anybody who had that could meet that criteria was summarily booted out of the information stream. So,
yes, Now, that I was on certain topics that I would cover in the live stream. Like, for instance, I would post 18 U.S. 241 and the exact partial quote of that. I would get banned, or not banned. Banned is not the proper word. I would get stopped from that specific thing going on there. So it would be somebody who definitely did not want that information out there.
That's correct. And part of the problem, and I know that Pete and Deb are probably still friends with this idiot. Whoever it was either working with or had the trust of Brandon Curtis. Brandon Curtis was one of the individuals that showed up at that room that they put me in, which was, I don't know whether it was Lavoie's room or whether it was Brian Cavalier's girlfriend's room, whoever's room it was. But to make a long story short, I had saw a video, which was I hate to even say this on the air. It was a live Patriot, a signed autographed Patriot dildo auction.
Yeah,
that Brandon Curtis was involved with, and he was drunk when they did this video. I had done a couple interviews with the townsfolk, mm-hmm. and one of the shopkeepers was really in support of what Ammon was trying to do.
Right.
And the one specific incident that they referred to was they saw that video, and it was that video that made them decide to not get involved at all. And they wouldn't let me, they wouldn't go on the record. They wouldn't let me mention the name of the store. They said after they saw that, they were in fear of the ostracization that would happen.
Right.
If they supported such a group, not even realizing that Ammon, Ryan, and Lavoie would have had nothing to do with any such action. They had the high moral ground, mm-hmm. and somebody was trying to destroy mm-hmm. that high moral ground,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the things that I was trying to identify. Was when you have such a high moral ground here, when you have somebody who's obviously setting fires to people's property and trying to push them off of their property, throwing them in prison, and then they get out and then throwing them back in prison again. When you have people that are doing that and you have the high moral ground, what in God's green earth would you do such a thing to have one? I mean, we know that these liberals are sick. They were the ones that were mailing the Patriots. They were mailing them all sorts of sex toys. They were just sick people.
Mm-hmm.
But then to turn around and take these things and sign them to try and generate revenue mm-hmm. is such the antithesis of what the Bundys are about. The
right.
Bundys aren't about any such thing.
Mm-mm.
And that is where and when I became infuriated with that entire operation. I saw it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I called it out for what it was. And boy, I tell you what, Lori, I left the SUV home for my significant other. I didn't want to leave her stranded.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time that I really regretted leaving my vehicle behind was once I realized who I just pointed out. Because when I did this, I was attacked from all sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the people that were responsible for attacking me they did have the Bundys here. Ryan Bundy came to me right before I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going down to the hotel to use internet and do whatever it is. I was working on an article. He had just gone on the radio on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me and he said, you don't have to. I mean, I guess I don't know what they told him, but he said, you don't have to go, right? And I said, well, I fell on the ice and twisted my ankle up. I got poor internet connection here. I said, I'm going to go down to the hotel where I can work on this article and where I can get some internet and regroup for a day or two. And then we'll take it from there. Of course, the next day, the ambush occurred and, everybody.
Right.
Everybody bugged out.
Right.
The protection, the buffer, so-called buffer that Brandon Curtis had come to offer. I don't know what happened to the buffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother issue. But this individual, as soon as I had, and really I didn't attack him live on the air. I mean, I didn't, because I wasn't going to fan the flames of this auction.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to give it any publicity.
Right.
So comments that I had made were off the record, but it was basically a cease and desist any kind of activity such as this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got attacked, Lori, you want to talk about feeling alone?
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for our listeners that realized the situation that we were in there, they were my connection to the outside world, because I got, you know, it. Well, anyway, I realized the power of the trolls from the inside.
Right, yeah.
It was mind-numbing, you know?
Yeah, and I know that even on Pete's site, because I was monitoring all the live feed, you know that as well, I noticed that the trolls were even, some of these had to be really high-tech people, because they were even mirroring individuals. They mirrored Scott. They mirrored a lot of the moderators and fooled people into thinking they were moderators as well.
Yeah.
The only way you could tell is they didn't have what is called the hammer.
Right.
And that was the blue little hammer. And that's literally the only way that you could tell that they were not the actual moderators.
You know, this individual that so-called, you know, did this hit piece on me on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. Now it all ties together. One of the allegations she made against me was that I claimed to be a moderator on the Pete Santilli YouTube live stream. I never claimed to be a moderator.
Right. No, I know.
So now she just told us who she was, probably a part of that as well.
Well, either that or somebody else trolled and did that acting as if they were you, because I can tell you they were being hit really hard with people who were mirroring.
Wow.
Moderators, to the point that one of the moderators who I used to speak to all the time, wonderful woman, I mean, wonderful, wonderful lady, and I would talk to her in private messaging as well, you know, and she literally did not think that I was who I said I was, even
wow.
though at that point I had had a hammer.
No,
it was temporary, but, you know, so the moderators were even, some of them, not all of them, but some of them were even freaking out about that. So, yeah, it very possibly somebody could have mirrored you and pretended to be you and did that very easily. Whoever's doing that was definitely very high tech.
Well, it's you know, I'm glad that we brought this out tonight. We do have on the line, and we're going to get to our guest very shortly. And the title for tonight's episode is Racism Doesn't Exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be getting to that subject in just a moment. But I want to hear from Chris in Las Vegas, who was witness to some of the things that went on out there. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Lori and Tom. A couple of observations that I think are very material to what you've described here. I'm not sure when the FBI reverted or perverted the law to be able to frame people,
right.
to frame the blame on them, set them up, and trap them. Entrapment has historically, in American law, been unlawful criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To manufacture evidence and set people up so that you can arrest them and create the illusion of criminality, that's a malicious false allegation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what you're describing as trolling, I think, is more accurately described as cyber terrorism.
Right.
When you maliciously pervert the truth and put up false information to prosecute a political agenda, that is a revolutionary terrorist act to incriminate somebody that is basically innocent.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris, I didn't even think about this until you mentioned it, but remember how I told Lori, I told you too while I was there, how somebody had taken my phone disappeared for like 9 hours,
and then I remember that.
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine who's an IT specialist, and he said, dude, I'm going to tell you right now what happened to your phone. He said, first of all, right, what first thing they did was they removed all of the screenshots of any suspicious stuff that I had seen and while we were in the live stream. But aside from that, the person that I took the phone to said whoever did it, not only did they know what they were doing, but they somehow put ghost images or something in its place or whatever, so that I forget exactly how they explained it to me. So essentially that the original images, which may have been able to been pulled from the phone, were no longer able to even be extracted by a professional.
Wow.
But not only that, he said, you don't know, but somebody very well could have mirrored your phone. Mm-hmm. Watch out for things that you may have said or may have done that people are going to accuse you of, because if they did that, they could say or admit or anything that you did anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I have an allegation being made in this Facebook post about something that I had sent a text message about, something that I never... First of all, I'm not an idiot. If I was involved in something like that, I certainly wouldn't have sent a text message.
Right.
But now it's all starting to come together, what they were trying to do to people at the time. I guess they realized that I was maybe a smaller fish or something like that. But but really, they literally, this chick set me up to essentially be SWAT teamed. I could have been killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we need to remember that there's a huge difference between a civil war and a revolution. There's a huge difference. And there is a revolution going on. It's been going on, and it's getting bigger. That does not mean that there is any violence. People are standing up. Yes, there is a revolution going on. Yes, but there is not a civil war, and we are not about violence.
Well, there's never been a civil war, Lori, or Tom, either one. In fact, the violence you're seeing is being perpetrated by the government or government agent provocateurs.
Right, yes, exactly.
Trying to blame on the people who are resisting violence.
Now, and that's exactly really what it happened in the quote-unquote civil war, too. It was government against the people. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, here's something very important for your situation, Tom.
Yeah.
Remember when Lavoie Finicum was murdered, whenever they gathered around him and planted that weapon on him, it was not the weapon that he, or the defensive implement that he carried at all.
Right.
He wasn't carrying a firearm that day, or if he did, it was in the automobile. And so they had to claim the blame and plant a stolen weapon that was reported to the NCIC FBI database, recovered by the FBI previously. So you have two instances, two predicate acts at different times and spaces. That is the material definition of a conspiracy to violate civil rights, spoliation of evidence whenever you remove incriminating evidence that could be used in a federal investigation to prove culpability, liability, and criminality to government agent actors acting outside scope, sphere, and color of law, Title 241, 242, Title 18, is a criminal act. And it is, this is tampering with evidence.
Well, it not only that, that would also be conspiracy to commit murder.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in fact, aren't there three or four agents that are under indictment for conspiracy to commit murder and violations of civil rights? I know I read
that. We have heard that there, we have heard that, and what has happened is they're saying that it's being kind of put off right now because they don't want that coming up while these trials are going on.
Right.
Imagine that.
They interfere with their agenda of falsely implicating these individuals when there was no corpus delicti, no victim of the crime, no perpetrator, but they frame the blame on these people. They manufacture all these false charges, about 25 of them, as I recall, from the hearing, of cookie-cutter templates that were copy-pasted, the same litany of charges for every individual they indicted. Because they're lazy. They don't have any original thoughts. These are criminals masquerading themselves as government agents when they're really government terrorists.
But and the definition of terrorism is it always stemmed out of the government in the first place.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I do want to say something.
If we could only have ever just I mean, Right Wing Watch called this show an anti-government radio show. We're not anti-government.
We're anti-government.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing right there that tells you they know nothing about our union, because we cannot be anti-government because we, the people, are the government.
We are the government.
We are the government.
We're anti-fascist bureaucracy. Go ahead, Lori.
So this is what I want to tell y'all, because this kind of goes into this. Hopefully this goes into this. I want to let all the listeners know, tomorrow, this is huge. I do not know if they're going to be exposing BLM, but I'm going to read you what I have. Y'all know I try to keep you up to date. Tomorrow, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee is having a full hearing examining misconduct and mismanagement at the National Park Service. The purpose says to examine the response by National Park Service to cases of harassment and misconduct in light of new reports of serious wrongdoing, to explore ways NPS can improve its response to these problems and increase accountability for misbehavior. The background: the Department of Interior Office of Inspector General recently found multiple instances of misconduct and unethical behavior throughout NPS. In many cases, managers in senior leadership positions were not held accountable for their actions and were able to move laterally or retire to escape disciplinary action. Since these reports have become public, the additional allegations of serious harassment and misconduct have come to light as some of the country's most prominent national parks.
Oh my goodness.
I think you'll be able to view that live on C-SPAN, probably C-SPAN 3. It could be on 1 or 2.
Go to the, you can go to oversight.house.gov. And you can pop up the hearings, and they do show those.
And for all of you who may miss that or be at work, make sure you tune into the show, because we will be sharing the details with you as well. I will be working to get that footage recorded and placed on the website. I have on holding on the line so patiently our new IT tech guy, man. He's coming in to save the day with this website, because you want to talk about trolls hitting a site. They've done some real work to my site, boy.
They were hitting me so bad. Anybody who follows me on Google Plus knows that I will share congressional hearings. I will share breaking news. I have collections and different stuff like that. You know that. And to the point, I can't even share on my Google Plus, Tom. They're hitting us hard. They shut
down. Well, it's Google. What do you expect?
Well, they shut my computer down.
Hold on. We're going to a break. Folks, we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, and we will be doing tonight, Racism Does Not Exist. Hang on for that. Hang on to your seat. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for software fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.